plate a potential nugget.
Trust is an interesting theme indeed, Ambi. In one of the other chapters, you talk about Pradipta Mahapatra, an individual who I had the benefit of learning from in the context of the coaching certification at CFI. You describe a meeting with him where you don't discuss either advertising or business or marketing, but he decided to give you work at the end of the meeting. So maybe just double-clicking on what it takes to build trust and maybe taking the cue from that particular meeting. What's been your experience wherever, if you really look at situations where you really have deep trusted relationships, is there a pattern around what it has taken to go there?
This chapter, where I've written about our late guru, Pradipta Mahapatra, and I've called it a pitch, which wasn't a pitch, I think.
Right? Correct.
So, a common friend introduced me to Pradipta Mahapatra. We were sitting in the hotel Kanimara, Taj Kanimara bar, and the friend left after 10 minutes and I was left to talk to Pradipta Mahapatra. And we spent 2 hours, you know. I think we discussed about business, about economy, about various things. He never asked me what I will do for him as an agency. I don't think he even asked me for my specific credentials, anything of that sort. But at the end of 2 hours, he said, "Are you interested in working on our business?" And I said, "Of course, I'd love to." So he said, "Okay, come tomorrow morning and take the brief." So I asked him, "Look, don't you need to meet the team? Don't you?" He said, "No, I've met you. You know, I've talked to you for 2 hours. I know what kind of guy you are. You'll work on my business, right?" So I said, "Yeah." So that's all I want to know. So I think Pradipta Mahapatra was, I think, that's a lesson I learned from him, that in 2 hours, he could gauge me and figure out that I can trust this guy with my advertising business. Now, that's a great skill. You know, I don't know whether I ever had that kind of a skill, but I realized that all relationships that you have with you know, in advertising, you end up working with, you know, various kinds of people, photographers, filmmakers, you know, you have to develop a sense of trust with the guy. So before you give him the business, it could be because of the showreel or whatever, but sit and have a 1 hour chat with him. That 1 hour chat will be more useful than any, you know, credentials he can give you. Because you will understand a lot. You just let them talk, you listen, and you can figure out more. So I think this whole thing is, we have to develop an ability to gauge a person whom we can, you know, then trust, right? I mean, there are two ways of looking. Someone says, "Look, I trust someone," and then I reevaluate. Some others say, "No, first I establish whether I can trust him, and then I start trusting him."
Right.
Both are, you know, whichever works for you can work.
But back to that meeting, I'm sure it's several years back, but anything to be said about how Pradipta spent those 2 hours with you? What if he wasn't talking advertising or business or marketing?
I really don't know what we talked about. We talked for 2 hours, right? But it was just chatting about where are you from, where did you do, what, you know, what do you like to do, what do you read, you know, all kinds of stuff. He never for once asked me, "How big is your office?" Actually, I had no one in my office. It was only me and my peon. Right? He never asked me. He didn't ask me, "Where is my office? How big is my office? Whether I have anyone in my office?" No. We talked about everything. Where are you from? Oh, you studied here? Okay, great. That, you know. What do you like to do? How do you know so-and-so? How do you know so-and-so? We talked a lot about common friends, you know.
Sure.
And he somehow at the end, he realized that I can trust this guy. Great, you know.
And he was a unique man and a very fascinating storyteller as well.
Yeah.
I fondly remember him from the CFI days.
I came across this recent HBR article by Rasmus Haugard and Jacqueline Carter, published in December 2017, which essentially talks about doing less and being more. And I feel that captures the essence of the point Ambi makes here. Whether it's leadership or parenting, I guess people start paying attention to who you're being in various situations and how you come across and not just on what you're doing or what you're saying. If I go back to my days at Egon Zehnder, if I wanted to see if an individual was open to feedback and learning, one approach could be to ask the question directly. And when you do that, people often have rehearsed answers to such questions. Another more effective approach would be to give micro-feedback during the conversation. You know, you say something like, "You seem to be a little disappointed with that outcome," or "Looks like this stint was not as productive as you wanted it to be," and then see how the person responds. The way they respond tells you a lot more about their openness to input than what they say. Back to the point Ambi was making, I guess leaders have a knack of figuring out how people are being in different contexts and quickly decode if individuals are being authentic or not. While competency in doing is necessary hygiene, it's nowhere near sufficient to build a trusted relationship with an individual. That's often built on people's perception of who you are being. Thank you for listening. For more podcast content curated by Theme, please visit playtopotential.com. And to know more about the coaching and transition advisory work I do, please visit transitioninsight.com.